It's the middle of winter, but Mike Bullerman and his crew are getting ready for planting season. Bullerman is an ecologist with the Prairie Plains Resource Institute, a Nebraska nonprofit that restores and researches prairie land. Today, he and his crew are planting a Nebraska cornfield back to prairie.
These restorations, these plantings, can serve multiple purposes. They can be grazed, they can be hayed. They serve wildlife habitat needs, they filter water.
The job starts in a shed just outside of Aurora where Prairie Plains keeps its seat. 250 species of grasses, milkweed, and wildflowers are stored in rows of garbage barrels. Most were harvested from within 100 miles.
We collect as many species as we can throughout a growing season, and it all needs to come from wild local populations.
A final seed mix is prepared by shovel. Bullerman and two assistants put on masks and goggles. They dump a few barrels in a circle on the floor, then heap the contents into a 6-foot pile in the center. Groups like Prairie Plains are working in the Midwest to turn back the dial of history. Homesteaders were the first to plow the prairie. Today, 99% of prairie grasslands has been developed for agriculture and other uses. But not all of what was once prairie is good to farm. Some of it's prone to wind or water erosion. The Department of Agriculture actually pays farmers to put highly erodible land back to native vegetation. It's called the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP. David Wadeen, a professor at the University of Nebraska's School of Natural Resources, says CRP worked.
CRP has been by far the largest conservation program in the history of the United States. And just millions of acres, private acres, that have been replanted in grassland.
CRP has been around for 30 years, but in recent years, economics have worked against conservation.
We've had corn prices shoot up to $7, $8 a bushel in the early 2010s. And so there was this dramatic increase in conversion of marginal land back to cropland within the last decade.
According to the Department of Agriculture, nearly 400,000 acres of land were converted to crops in 2012 alone. Wadeen says when that happens, it puts pressure on wildlife, including bees and butterflies. It also exposes more land to erosion. The prairie seed mix has been hauled 30 miles away to the cornfield where it's dumped into 1950s era spreaders, hitched up to four-wheelers. The land is flat, but water has pooled in a few shallow areas. Bullerman from the Prairie Plains Institute says that's by design.
This piece of land has been in a traditional soybean corn rotation up until 2014. It was allowed to go fallow in 2015, and at that time they did some excavation to create some wetlands. Then after that, it was shredded and disked to prepare the seedbed for what we're doing today.
The two four-wheelers set off. Clouds of dusty seed fall to the ground. It'll be 3 to 5 years before this plot looks like a mature prairie, but Bullerman says it's worth waiting for.
These plants that we're working with are the progeny of what were here prior to settlement. Genetically, it represents what's left of Nebraska's natural history. Metaphorically, it represents the future.
Brian Seiferlein, Harvest Public Media.